The state budget crisis continues in Harrisburg this week, with Governor Rendell ordering a government shutdown and furlough of thousands of state workers. Representative Mike Pfeiffer of Pike and Wayne County says that House Republicans are on the House floor, waiting for the administration and House Democrats to come to the table and finish the job of negotiating a budget settlement.
We're in Harrisburg today, unfortunately, because we're at a budget impasse. We have a year where we've got a $670 million surplus in state government, and quite frankly, we laid off in a furlough situation 26,000 employees today. It's very disheartening to me that we're laying off people when we have this huge, huge surplus. And this is not partisan politics. This budget passed 49-1 from the Senate to the House. I voted for it two times. It's very simply a governor who's got a personal, and I guess what you could call a national agenda, that's holding up this whole budget process.
Pfeiffer added that House Republicans voted twice to support a state budget plan that includes a modest increase in spending, but Governor Rendell continues to delay a budget deal with his demands for approval of non-budget related legislation. From Harrisburg, Mike Davies reporting.